It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Okay, this is the last time.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Later today, President Obama is expected to hold his nose with one hand and sign a spending bill with the other. Congress sent him the $400 billion measure last night. It pays for the federal government to keep running through October. The president admits the bill is full of those pet spending projects called earmarks. In fact, he'll announce new rules today for reining in earmarks from now on. The word for Wall Street's performance yesterday, huzzah! The Dow held its biggest one-day rally since November, storming almost 400 points higher. It was not just the Dow 30 either. How about the Wilshire 5000 index? It jumped 6.8%. That gave stocks a gain on paper of $500 billion. Financial stocks led the way after that upbeat memo from the CEO of Citigroup. Asian markets surged as well today. Again, banking shares were especially hardy. The news out of China, though, was grim. Chinese exports plunged 25% last month. Major European markets are up 1% to 2% at this hour. The Bank of England is taking drastic action to stop the UK from sliding deeper into recession. Today, it is starting what has been called the nuclear option, and the U.S. Federal Reserve is going to be watching closely. From London, Stephen Beard explains.
Today, Britain's central bank resorts to one of the most perilous measures at its disposal. The bank will create some new money and then pump it directly into the economy. Here's how it will be done. With a few keystrokes on a computer, the Bank of England will start generating more than $100 billion. It'll use that to buy long-term government bonds from commercial banks. It hopes the banks will then lend that money to businesses and individuals. The policy has never been tried before in this form in Britain or the United States. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank says this is risky.
The danger is that there's simply going to be too much money sloshing around the economy, stoking yet another bubble in the housing sector, and that's what got us into this problem in the first place.
The head of the Bank of England says this approach will eventually work, but he admits he doesn't know how long it will take. The Fed will consider whether to follow the British example when it meets next week. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
When I was a kid, I was just sure we would all have robot butlers by now. But the closest most of us have gotten is that floor vacuum, the Roomba. Well, the truth is, robotic technology is on the brink of much bigger applications, from healthcare to warfare and more. In San Diego today, a conference is attracting a record number of researchers interested in how to make machines work better with you and me. Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll has that.
We've watched robots who want to act more like humans. Remember this guy?
Wall-E.
The adorable garbage collector in the film Wall-E. The real trick is making robots that understand what a human wants.
If the person is pushing with the hands, showing, go away, stay there, the robot is trying to see that person's intentions.
Adriana Tapis is one of the conference coordinators. She foresees robots that can care for an Alzheimer's patient or treat a wounded soldier on the battlefield. Defense and healthcare have been the focus of much of this research in recent years, but robotics industry expert Dan Kara sees wider applications.
Particularly in the area of educational robotics, smart toys, something they call hobby robots.
Basically, robots you assemble and program for your own amusement. Whatever the application, the robotics industry raked in an estimated $11 billion last year. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
No plea bargain for Bernie Madoff, says his lawyer. Madoff, of course, is accused of running one of the biggest investment scams of all time. His attorney says Madoff will plead guilty tomorrow to all 11 felony counts. If the judge accepts his plea, the next question is whether Madoff will remain free while he waits for his sentence. The 70-year-old former NASDAQ chairman could get 150 years in prison.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Yesterday, we told you about a deal between a Boston energy firm and the Lakota Sioux to build a wind farm in central South Dakota. Well, today, Lori Stern of American Radio Works looks at how this project might help transform the lives of tribal members.
Ashley Elk Nation is driving her 14-month-old son home from daycare. She's 21 and a single mother. She works part-time as a cashier and lives with her parents.
I can't have my own house because the bills are too high. My job's not enough to be paying bills and stuff. And I can't afford to get my own car. This is my stepdad's car.
Ashley wants to be a carpenter. She may soon get a chance. The Lakota Sioux just signed a $400 million deal to build a wind farm with Boston-based Citizens Energy. The wind has always been strong and steady up here. Now it may also be profitable.
It could definitely turn the economics around, the poverty around.
Carlisle Ducheneau monitors water quality for the tribe. He says the deal will provide up to 40 jobs initially and more as the project grows.
We contract out a lot of services. We could have all that here. So that professionalism that we seek, this could certainly provide that.
Ashley Elk Nation says she plans to apply for a job at the wind farm.
I like that it's going to be energy sufficient or whatever. Hopefully it'll help out on global warming and maybe the electric bill won't be so high.
It may be years before the monthly electric bill gets lower. For now, there will be jobs and job training. A tribal college on a neighboring reservation begins offering classes on wind turbine maintenance next fall. In Eagle Butte, South Dakota, I'm Lori Stern for Marketplace.
And finally, in a New York City suburb, the boom lives on. Witnesses say they heard a big boom and saw a brilliant yellow streak in the early morning sky over the weekend. And Daryl Pitt wants a piece of that action. Pitt curates the Makovich Collection of Meteorites. He's offering $10,000 to the first person who turns over a chunk of what he is hoping was a rock from space. Any thoughts? Come see us at marketplace.org and click on the link that says contact. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.